Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower, overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Coming up at 5, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and at 6 o'clock, the great, the one, the only, my hero, Steve Cochran, at 6 with your morning drive. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And you can also call us up. Phone lines are open. And we're going to be talking about great long movies. And I've got this list and an entertainment data site called Pretty Famous put this together. And it's all the movies run over 2.5 hours. So the films are ranked according to their smart rating, which is a score out of 100 based upon reviews from several websites. So it took all the reviews from several websites for each of these movies. And each one of these films has a list of 100 of the best long movies that are worth your time. Each one of these movies run longer than 2.5 hours. So, and one of the fun reasons to bring this up and talk about this. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but... Esmeralda, are you aware of the running time of the next Fast and Furious movie?
No.
Oh, okay.
How long?
The Fate of the Furious, which would be Fast and Furious 8, is 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
Takes them that long? Come on.
I don't even know what to say, man. 2 hours and... And as a fan of those movies... I looked at the running time. I went, you got to be kidding me. And I love those movies. I love them. But 2 hours and 40 minutes?
I don't understand. What do they... What fate do they have that's going to take that long to tell us?
No idea. I have no idea.
I would think those movies are like one and done. Let's go.
Well, no, the last couple have been over 2 hours. They're just, but not 2 hours and 40 minutes. 2 hours and 40 minutes?
I get antsy when it's... past 2 hours.
Yeah.
I get a little like, do I really want to see this?
Do you have any favorite long movies?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I mean, you know what was really...
Because usually if it is long and I like it, I don't even realize it.
You don't even realize it. Yeah. Well, Logan was long. It was 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Well, yeah.
You know?
That kind of... Well, it didn't bother me, but it's because the time that they tell you...
Yeah.
...is time with... With the trailers and everything, you think, oh, 1:30, it's going to start.
Oh, no, it never starts on time.
No.
We saw it 5:45 showing on Saturday, my folks and I. And it started at 6:05. And we got out at 8:25.
Not cool.
Yeah. You know, almost 8:30 when we got out. Because it was 2 hours and 20 minutes. 2 hours and 17 minutes. And I stayed through all the credits because I thought there was going to be.
So did I.
And there wasn't one. And
so
I was,
did we. We didn't.
Yeah.
And then there's that thing that flashed about the jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, about how many jobs the
movie.
Right. But they never, yeah. But they didn't show, there wasn't an extra scene. And
right.
I think that makes sense because.
Well, yeah, because it's the end.
It's a completely different kind of movie than like the Avengers or any of that kind of stuff.
Well, and it's also, there is.
He's not going to play, he's not going to play Wolverine ever again.
I mean, all they could have shown was a picture of his.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
That's that.
Yeah.
Like, there's no more.
Because he's done playing that part. So, they're, you know, I thought maybe, because they did do that teaser at the beginning with Deadpool. That was the extra stuff that they added.
But that was, promote.
Yeah, I know. Deadpool. But it wasn't an actual trailer. It was a little piece of wackiness that was attached
to
Logan.
Yeah, but it's still like, oh, okay, yeah, we got to go see your movie, Deadpool.
Right. Right. So.
What's her name? With the Kill Bill, are those long movies?
Yes, those are long movies. Well, the first one's not long. The second one is. The second one is...
Oh, I didn't really enjoy that one as
Kill
much.
Bill, Kill Bill Volume 2. I don't know the exact... Hey, Dan, can you look up the running time of that one? Because I know Kill Bill is not very long. Kill Bill is
no?
like...
No, okay.
Kill Bill's like 90, 95 minutes. But Kill Bill Volume 2 is like 2 hours and 20 minutes or something like that. But if you combine them, because they're one movie.
Right.
If you combine them, that's like a 5-hour movie.
Volume 2 is 2 hours 17.
2 hours 17. It's as long as Logan.
Yeah, that one so. I was okay with sitting around.
Oh, I loved the second one, man. The second Kill Bill movie is one of my favorite Tarantino movies. Hey, speaking of Tarantino, not a long movie. In fact, I believe his shortest movie, I am screening tomorrow night. The movie What's Go Theater that? In Rosemont. Well, it's called Reservoir Dogs, and it's celebrating the 25th anniversary, and I will host a screening.
Where?
At the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Thank you for asking.
Oh, man. That probably cost an arm and a leg to go.
It's only $10.
What?
And parking is free.
It's cheaper than Logan, I'll tell you that much.
That's right. Well, you saw it in the IMAX. You got to pay the extra for the IMAX.
Yeah, I'm still sour about that.
Yeah. So anyway, come on out, you guys. Reservoir Dogs, tickets are on sale now, Fandango.com. Tickets are going pretty good, so you might want to reserve your seats. You go to Fandango.com, find Reservoir Dogs showing, reserve your seats. They'll be waiting for you tomorrow night. At 7 o'clock, show up at Bogart's second floor of the Movie Co. Theater and have some dinner. And then at 8 o'clock, I'll introduce Reservoir Dogs, Quentin Tarantino's first movie. And we'll watch it, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. It's going to be a blast. So, yeah, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, Reservoir Dogs at the Movie Co. Theater. Okay. So all of these movies are 2.5 hours or longer that we're going to be talking about. Dan, do you have a favorite long movie?
I don't know if it's my favorite, but during free preview weekend a couple weeks ago, I got access to Epics, and they were showing Interstellar, which I know Esmeralda loves.
Oh, is that long?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't feel that long.
Interstellar is like 2 hours and 45 minutes
okay,
long.
Okay, well, yeah. I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
You know, but watching it for the second time and, you know, being thrilled at, you know, being reminded of the thrills ahead at certain points, and the other points were like, I'm like, all right, we need to take a step back here. Everybody, yeah. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
But, you know, if nothing else, it was interesting, you know, and so I think that qualifies into the category of presenting. Like, I don't know if it was, it's great, but is it one of the greatest of all time? No, but at least it was interesting to me.
It was my favorite film of 2014 was Interstellar, and it's my favorite Nolan movie. And it kills me every time I see it. I cry my eyes out during that movie. It's just a gorgeous, beautiful, and crazy movie. And last year, right around this time last year, I saw it in 70mm at the Music Box with their 70mm film festival, and it was packed. It was completely packed. Interstellar in 70mm was great. How long is Inception? Is Inception over 2.5?
If it isn't, it's just shy, I think.
Because that's a great one, too. Now, on this list, they have The Dark Knight at number 2, at the second best long movie that's worth your time.
Inception is 228.
Oh, it's just 2 minutes shy of making this list. And Dark Knight is 232. Oh! Inception, 2 minutes shy. Dark Knight, 2 minutes over.
There's an Inception joke in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Right, if only that van fell for another 2 minutes.
That's the one thing I always talk about is Inception. That van takes forever to fall into the damn river or lake or whatever it is. That movie rules, man. Inception? Oh. That's a long movie. My favorite long movie of all time is also my favorite long movie, or my favorite movie, and that's Magnolia. And oddly, Magnolia did not make this list, but There Will Be Blood and Boogie Nights both did. So they've got Paul Thomas Anderson represented. Oddly, Inherent Vice did not. You haven't seen it, right? Inherent Vice?
I have not seen it.
Yeah. Esmeralda, you haven't seen it?
No. Is that the...
Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah.
It's a terrific movie, but it's very strange.
Yeah, it's like super weird. Yeah, I've yet to see it.
What about The Master? Was The Master over 2.5 hours? Because that's a great movie, too.
Took a good nap during it.
During The Master?
Yeah, I fell asleep.
That movie rules. Philip Seymour Hoffman, amazing in that movie. Is that over 2.5, Dan? The Master?
My computer.
Okay. We'll figure it out in a second. Well, while we're waiting on that, we got weather, we got traffic, and then we'll come back. Favorite long movies. We got a ton of texts that have come in about great long movies. 312-981-7200. 224. Okay. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and we're here till 5 a.m. And we're talking about great long movies. And I was just looking at this list of the 100 greatest long movies. And in order to qualify, they have to be over 2.5 hours long. And I'm looking at the list, and I noticed that I'm trying to think of what I was just thinking about. Now I lost my train of thought. It's great getting old. Really is. All right. We got a bunch of texts that came in. 815 area code. One of my favorite Kubrick movies, Barry Lyndon, coming in at 187 minutes. Barry Lyndon is a great film, and it's really long and really slow, but it works. Yeah, it's a great movie, but a very long movie. 815, obviously, Paul Thomas Anderson's masterpiece is Magnolia, Boogie Nights, and my favorite film, There Will Be Blood. Yeah, Magnolia didn't make this list, which, is, of course, is ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. 312 area code says, the running time of the movie The Right Stuff is 3 hours and 13 minutes, and not one of those minutes is wasted. It was always one of my favorite books, and the movie is perfect. Dan, you've seen Right Stuff?
I have not. Bits and pieces when I was younger, but never full through.
It's so great. It's such a great movie. Esmeralda, do you ever see The Right Stuff?
I have not.
Yeah. The last time I saw it was a few years ago, maybe longer than that, 7 or 8 years ago, actually, at Grant Park outside on the big screen. Oh, man, it was so cool.
Wait, and how long is the movie?
3 hours and 13 minutes.
Did people hang out long enough?
Well, first of all, it was very strange, Esmeralda, because it wasn't one of the regular Tuesday night movie in the park things. It was scheduled at a different night. It was scheduled on a different night, and it was sponsored by the Museum of Science and Industry.
Oh.
So it wasn't on like a Tuesday night. So there was hardly anybody there.
Well, that's interesting.
There was hardly anybody there. Colin and Eric, myself, and my ex-wife Heather went. And there was like, you know, normally those movies in the park on Tuesday nights were packed. They're usually really packed. But there was hardly anybody there. I don't think they advertised it very well. And yeah, we all, I mean, it was, you know, the thing, it didn't end till like, you know, till like 12:15, you know. I don't know if we were breaking a law by being at Grant Park after midnight. I'm not really sure if that was the deal, but we were out there. And it's such a great movie. And to see it on the big screen, man, ugh. 608 area code says, long movies worth the watch, the extended versions of The Lord of the Rings. Now, the extended Lord of the Rings movies are already long. They're already long. All of them are close to 3 hours or over. But the extended versions, of which I have at home on DVD, those are over 4 hours each. So that's which is crazy.
Now, is the extra stuff...
Mm-hmm.
Or the extended things, are those at least like captivating? It's like fight scenes or something. Or is it just people talking?
Some of it, no. Some of it is exposition. Some of it is action. There are, you know, Jackson wanted to be as faithful to the books as possible, but you can't put everything from the books in the movie. You know, like I said before when I was talking to you about the books, Esmeralda, there are long sequences in the books where the hobbits just sing. And you got
was that extra?
Yeah, they have some stuff in the movie. Yeah,
where they're singing.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
So, yeah, but I mean, the regular cut that came out, the commercial movies that came out in the theater are awesome, but the director's cut, the extended cuts, are pretty cool. Just at least see them once if you're a fan. They're pretty cool, but they're long, man. They're real long. Let's see. Here's Abigail on WGN. Hi, Abigail.
Hi. I'm enjoying your show. After listening to you guys, I do have to agree with you on The Right Stuff. It rocks.
Oh, such a great film.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But now I'm kind of an old-time movie buff from old-time Hollywood, and one of my most inspirational movies that I put on that just rocks is Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just the chariot scene. I mean, that whole galley scene is just so cool, and I mean, every bit of it is good. And,
yeah. Yeah, it's a great movie, and it clocks in at 3 hours and 32 minutes.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say.
Yeah.
yeah, and it's a beautiful story, too, because it's a real story of forgiveness, you know, and mm-hmm. of one man's pursuit for revenge, but realizing, you know, it gets him nowhere.
Yeah, and it's and by the way, I'm not sure if you know about the knew about this, Abigail, but they remade the damn thing last year.
I didn't get to see it yet. No, I don't get to the movies a lot just because of the budget.
Yeah,
but,
well,
I do want to see it. Was it any good?
do I need to ask? Yeah, you shouldn't even bother with it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't remake Ben-Hur. I mean, it's
no, you don't.
you don't do that. So, all right.
No.
All right, Abigail, thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Yeah, Ben-Hur, 3 hours and 31 minutes. You know, that was back when they used to have, like, the overture at the beginning. Like, you would sit in the theater and the curtain would still be down and they would play the overture for about 6 minutes. And then the lights would go down and the movie would start. That's so awesome that they did that with Interstellar, and they did it with Hateful Eight, when Tarantino, because Tarantino now doesn't make a movie less than 10 hours long. His movies are so long now. But yeah, Hateful Eight had a beautiful overture because Ennio Morricone did the music for it, and it's one of the best scores ever. It won the Oscar a year before. For it, and that was really cool. It's a whole different experience. People would, you know, back in the day, everybody would get all dressed up to go to the movies. You'd be in a big auditorium. They would start the overture, and then there'd be an intermission, and you'd go back to your seats, and the overture would start again. That's the kind of stuff. That's Ben-Hur times, man. So, all right, we got a break. We got the news coming up. After the news, more long movies. What are your favorite long movies? 312-981-7200. Okay. Hey, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with your opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Monday morning, so my dad's going to call in just a few minutes because it's a jokey time, and he'll tell us a joke. We are talking about great long movies that are worth your time, and I've got a list of 100 here from pretty famous, and we have that full list in the full article on our Facebook page if you want to read up on some of these, and some of them are interesting to you. You can check out Facebook.com/Nick D Show and like us, Facebook.com/Nick D Show. And we're talking long movies, and here is Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
All right, man, how are you?
All right, I got a couple for you.
Yeah.
At the old Esquire, I caught Sergio Leone's original cut of Once Upon a Time in America.
Yeah, I saw it there too, Mike. I saw it there too.
Okay.
That's where I saw it. After the disastrous release of that horrible.
God. Why would they do that?
I mean, they cut the hell out of this. For those people who don't know, that Once Upon a Time in America is Sergio Leone, a masterpiece, a gangster film. James Woods, William Forsythe, Robert De Niro, and more. A lot of other people are in it. And the studio released a 1 hour and 50 minute version.
Yeah.
And the director's cut's 4 hours.
Oh my gosh. They
cut over 2 hours out of the movie, and it was horrible. It made no sense. It was just ridiculous.
They did it chronologically, too.
Yeah. It was just so horrible. And then to see, you know, and actually, Leone actually had a 6 hour version.
Yeah.
That he wanted to release, but they released the 4 hour version as the director's cut. And when they re-released it, and I saw it at the Esquire too, Mike, magnificent.
Right, it was great. Oh. People loved it. I mean, I remember they had an intermission.
Yep.
People coming out talking. Oh, this is great.
Yeah, it's the best. And I'll tell you what, man. It's for those people who have seen the long version. Don't. By the way, if the short version is out there, don't even bother with it. But if you get the regular version, the four-hour version, you'll lose track at how many times a phone rings. There's a scene in the movie where what is it, Mike? It's got to be 50, 60 times the phone rings.
Well, then you got that real long phone ring.
Right. It's just so great. It's so great. It's such a great movie.
Oh, man. I got a couple others. The Last Emperor, Bernardo Bertolucci.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I had made the mistake. I had to get up at 5 o'clock for work the next day. I went to the music box to catch Bernardo Bertolucci's 1900.
Oh, man.
Went in at 8 o'clock. I think I got out at 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. No, that's another 4.5. That's like a 4.5 hour duty right there, man. Yeah.
As a kid, I also, you know, when you mentioned Ben-Hur, I had to remember, it reminded me of a movie I love, Spartacus.
Yeah.
And El Cid. El Cid doesn't hold up as well, even though it's Anthony Mann, but Spartacus is great.
Yeah.
I still love that movie.
Great film. Great film. All right, Mike, thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right, man, see you later. Have a good week. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Okay, let me go through some of these texts. Mm-hmm. And we got a ton of them coming in here. Let's see. Dave in Monroe, Wisconsin says, Gone with the Wind and Fiddler on the Roof. And it's a mad, 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 mad world. It's a mad, 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 mad world. I don't know if that is the longest comedy ever made, but it's close. Jay in Ohio says, The Godfather is a great long movie. That was so much fun. I screened it last November, just a few months ago. And to see that movie on the big screen was great. John says, How about Patton? Great movie. 312 area code says, Great long movie, The Bridge on the River Kwai. Steve says, I heard that there is a six-hour version of Once Upon a Time in America. Is that true? Yeah. Leone wanted to release it, and it never really did. I don't think it ever – maybe it did get a release. I'm not sure, but I know the four-hour version did. Jimbo says, I just watched the most recent King Kong. I forgot how great the special effects and CGI with the bugs and everything crawling on them and being rescued by the captain. It was kind of long, and it dragged in parts. I love King Kong. I love Peter Jackson's King Kong. Did you ever see that one with Naomi Watts?
No. It's, no, because the times.
It's 3 hours long.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I need to start traveling overseas. Then I'll watch them.
It's no, I mean it's great. It's totally great. It's completely worth it. This new King Kong that comes out on Friday is only 2 hours long, so
okay,
it's about an hour. I think it's like an hour and 5 minutes shorter than Peter Jackson's King Kong.
Yeah.
Let's see. 262 area code says two movies that I enjoy are The Big Country and Reds. Is Reds not on this list?
I don't think it is.
Come, what are we talking about here?
Are you going to moon us now?
How can Reds not be on this list? 100 best long movies and Reds is not on this list? Man, oh man. Let's see. The first Blues Brothers was worth it for the long running time. Well, the Blues Brothers was not 2.5 hours long. Felt like it was 2.5 hours long. But it's not. It's I think it's just over 2 hours. I think it's like 2 hours and 5 or 2 hours and 10 minutes. Feels long, though. I'm not a big fan of the Blues Brothers. I hear
clearly.
This. I hear it all. I mean, people are like, what's the matter with you, man? I mean, there are things in it that I think are funny, but and the music, you know, the fact that it revived a bunch of really amazingly talented people's careers mm-hmm. at a time when nobody was listening to James Brown or Ray Charles or Aretha Franklin, that's cool. You know, but by the 50th car crash, I was like, all right. And here I'm talking about that, and Mad Max Fury Road is a movie I've seen 75,000 times. Let's see. Dr. Zhivago was 3 hours and 20 minutes. The story, the music, the scenery, the cinematography, all spectacular with numerous Academy Awards, the 815 area code says. Brad says, the running time of Boyhood almost kept me away, but I ended up loving it. It moved along and it didn't seem long at all. Yeah, Boyhood is on this list, too. That was a long movie. You ever see it, Boyhood?
No.
It's good.
Again.
It's really good.
How long is it?
3:15, something like that, 3 hours.
This is like appointment watch. Like, I have to set aside time because if I don't.
I think I have the running time here for Boyhood. Hold on. I can tell you the exact running time.
I have to plan these things.
Yeah, sometimes you got to. Here, 21. It's number 21 on this list. It's under. This is ridiculous. It's under Avatar, which is one of the dumbest movies ever made. Avatar.
No, I did not. I had no inclination to go see that.
Boyhood is 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Okay.
So it's under three.
It's under three. I'm starting to get, you know, the norm is starting to be two and change.
And change, yeah. That seems to be the norm. I'm still astounded by the fact that the Fast and the Furious movie is going to be 2 hours and 40
minutes.
When
a movie
minutes.
Is short, you're kind of like, whoa, that's
yeah.
quick.
I know. You love it. Avatar was 2 hours and 42 minutes. Stupid.
It's a long time to explain.
Stupid movie.
How they attach to those horses or whatever.
Every time I talk about Avatar, I always let everybody know that it was the only movie that I've ever seen that clearly was written by a bunch of drunk monkeys. Not just monkeys,
drunk
monkeys wrote that movie. Such a stupid movie. Godfather Part 2, which is actually longer than The Godfather. 815 area code says, how about Gandhi? Yeah, I can do without it. 630 area code says, Heat is 2 hours and 52 minutes long. Yeah, this is a bone of contention with me and Cochran all the time because he loves Heat and I don't. Mm-hmm. And he always brings it up. Well, he brought it up last week. The movie came out in 2006, you know? Brought it up. No, was it 2000? No, 90s, 98, 1990. That movie came out 20 years ago.
I think that V says that's the best, like,
heist movie.
Movie made or something.
Yeah, it's a lot of people like it. It's lost on me.
He says shot to shot, like it's perfect.
Well, I will tell you this. There's a shootout sequence between bank robbers and the SWAT team and the police that is among the best shootouts ever filmed. Fortunately, it lasts about 10 minutes, and then there's 2 hours and 40 minutes of other stuff in it, including a terrible performance by Pacino. Pacino is embarrassingly bad in Heat. Like screaming every line. Ah! Ah!
Isn't that what is? That's is this where it started or Scent of a Woman?
It started with Scent of a Woman. Well, it started a little bit before that.
Oh, okay.
His screaming, because he was gone for a while in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And he had a comeback in this great film called Sea of Love, which was his big comeback movie in 1989. And then he started working pretty regularly. And then, like, when Scent of a Woman came out, from that point on.
Ah!
And Heat was just, he's ridiculous in Heat. He's ridiculous.
I don't even remember.
Oh. 847 area code says, my first intermission ever in a movie theater was with The Right Stuff. Let's see. 440 area code says, don't forget The Horse Whisperer. 2 hours and 30 minutes of Robert Redford talking into a horse's ear.
He was the horse whisperer?
Yeah.
I thought that girl was.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. I thought she was.
Well.
No? Okay.
Yeah, no, he is, but she, you know, she also is. Oh, like, yeah,
cool. I don't have to see it now.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good movie. And Scarlett Johansson, she's a little kid in it.
Right. Yeah,
she's awesome. She's great in it. Oh, look at this. 815 area code says the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford is an outstanding movie at 2 hours and 40. It's longer than 2 hours and 40 minutes. Dan, can you look up the running time of the assassination of Jesse James? That's one of my favorite movies. Have you not seen it?
No. Didn't do well.
240.
It's 240? Wow. Mm. Why did I always think it was longer?
You would think if you really enjoy it.
I do. I love it. It's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite movies of the past decade. Peter in Decatur said, I don't know the running times, but I remember seeing Lawrence of Arabia, Dr. Zhivago, and I think Ben-Hur with an intermission each. Yeah, that's true.
For a second, I was going to be like back to back.
Yeah,
like,
all three of them. That's like, and then 815 area code says Spartacus, so which was brought up a little bit earlier. All right, we got more here, and I'll fly down some of the titles of the list. Like we got on this list includes Giant, West Side Story, and Unreasonable Man, Zodiac, which is a criminally underrated movie. David Fincher, great film. The Aviator, which is one of DiCaprio's best performances. He should have won that year instead of getting beaten up by a bear. Although he's great in The Revenant. Revenant's on this list too because it's over 2 hours
long.
Yeah, it's very long. The Color Purple is on this list. Shortcuts. It's funny, Shortcuts is on here, but Magnolia isn't.
Oh boy. You should write. I'm sure there's a comment section for this article.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd be thrilled to get my.
You can pull
Hey, man. Why isn't Magnolia on your list?
This site sucks.
Your site sucks. You don't like frogs. You're prejudiced against frogs. We got to take a break here. When we come back from the break, my dad will tell a joke, and then we'll wrap up the long movie talk. And if you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. All right. We're talking long movies here. 312-981-7200. Here's Dave on WGN. Hey, Dave.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
All right.
I love the Westerns. And Sergio Leone, he's one of my favorites.
Good, Bad, and the Ugly, Once Upon a Time in the West. Those are phenomenal movies.
Once Upon a Time in the West, I guess it played in Paris for over a year. It was close to 6 hours, and they never released it here.
Yeah, that version they didn't release here, but the version that you can see now is almost, I think it's 4 hours.
Yeah, really.
See, Leone likes to do that. He's got 6 hour versions of his movies.
It's a lot of staring, right?
Yeah, that's well in the Westerns, yeah.
Yeah, like
that's,
they're just
staring.
Yeah,
a lot of face shots.
Face shots, close ups, eyes, all that. That was Leone's thing.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great stuff. All right, Dave, thanks, man.
All right.
Take
talk to you later.
See you, man.
All taking right. a cue from telenovelas. Or they're taking
I was gonna say, I think it was the other way around. I don't think Sergio Leone watched a lot of telenovelas in the 50s. I don't know.
They could have.
Yeah.
I think there was some.
All right. My Fair Lady is on this list. Gandhi.
Really? How long is My Fair Lady, does it say?
My Fair Lady is that now, is that one that you've seen?
I love My Fair Lady.
It is. It's gotta be at least 2.5 hours
it's
to make this list.
It's one of the few musicals where they just break out into song that I enjoy.
My God, My Fair Lady is 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Really? I remember we used to watch it all the time in drama class in high school.
Yeah. 2 hours and 50 minutes. I don't remember. I just don't remember.
Because it's
it being that
good.
Long. Yeah. I haven't seen it in years. It's been a very long time since I saw it.
The songs sweep you off your feet. That's why you don't notice it so long.
That's why I don't notice it. Okay. According to this list, the top five long movies of all time. Number one is the Godfather.
Mm.
Number two is The Dark Knight. Snore. Number three is Pulp Fiction. Mm. Number four... Well, 4 through 6 are the 3 Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Schindler's List is 7, Saving Private Ryan 8, Good, Bad, the Ugly 9, and Gone with the Wind 10. That's the top 10.
I should do like an appointment viewing every week.
Yeah.
For a movie that's very long.
Yeah.
That's the only way it's going
to happen. Yeah.
Oh.
John from Alsip says, not sure how long it was, but my favorite long movie is The Great Escape, and it's 2 hours and 52 minutes long. For those who are wondering, 630 area code says The Sound of Music. 708 area code, Saving Private Ryan. I'm with Saving Private Ryan for about the first 20 minutes, and then after that, no.
Someone could just tell you what happened. You go, okay, cool. Yeah.
Well, I could figure out what's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
just from watching 10 minutes of it. John from Harvard said Giant, the best performance in the career of Rock Hudson and James Dean. Rebel Without a Cause is a better movie. James Dean is better in that. But it's not long, Rebel Without a Cause. 773 area code, The Ten Commandments is 3 hours and 39 minutes. When it was on TV, they would add another hour and 40.
Oh.
When The Ten Commandments, because right around...
Always on TV, I think.
Right around, Easter. Well, right around this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right around Lent and Easter, you can get to see The Ten Commandments. But it's funny because... Back in the 70s, it was like event television.
Mm-hmm.
ABC would show it. And it would be on.
ABC still does.
And it would be, they probably do, but it would be on for 2 nights. Spectacular two night event, The Ten Commandments. Tom says Gettysburg from 1993, which is 4 hours and 31 minutes long.
I remember seeing Gettysburg, and we saw it in school.
Did they just show you long movies in school?
They would just break it up, though, you know.
Yeah.
It was maybe like your thing with the...
With what?
The religious class.
Oh, yeah, the Jesus of Nazareth?
But, you know, because, I mean, that movie was really good. And it almost, when they break it up like that, you're like, oh, I need
take a
to
little
watch
break.
More.
Yeah. Gettysburg was long, man.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, technically, O.J. Made in America, it's over 7 hours, you know?
But there's breaks in it. There's, like, proper breaks. Right? Make it into episodes.
Yeah, well, when they did it for TV, yeah. But when they when they released it theatrically, it was split into two, so you'd get a break in the middle.
Oh, that's right.
815 area code says, I know it's not the most popular movie in the world, but Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves was long. Yeah.
With Kevin Costner?
Yeah. It wasn't that long. It just felt that long. How about speaking of Kevin Costner, what about The Postman? You guys ever see The Postman?
No. The only footage I've seen is from The Simpsons when they show it in
the
mall.
Dan, can you look up the running time of The Postman? Because I think it's close to 10 hours.
I was out when they're like, he delivers mail. I'm like,
it's a horrible movie. And it was over 3 hours. I know it was over 3 hours. Mm. It was horrible.
How long's Waterworld?
Not long enough. I think Waterworld's like 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Postman's 2:57.
Oh, boy.
I thought it was over 3 hours, The Postman.
3 minutes short. Man. I'm sure there's extras that will make it
yeah.
three.
Ice Station Zebra was a long movie, and it was a lot of fun. 773 area code says, The Unbearable Lightness of Being was unbearably long and had a handful of false and teaser endings. Yeah, I used to just call that movie The Unbearable. I would cut the rest of the...
What is this?
It's Daniel Day-Lewis and Lena Olin.
Okay.
Directed by Philip Kaufman, who oddly directed Right Stuff. It's not good.
No.
Really pretentious and really long. Mm. Even though Daniel Day-Lewis rules the planet, you know.
Not in this movie.
No. He's fine in it because he's incapable of giving a bad performance, but the movie's not good. Mm-hmm. The Deer Hunter is on this list. Zero Dark Thirty. Great film. Wolf of Wall Street.
Didn't feel that long.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I watched it and I was fine.
I remember just going, when is this thing going to end? Oh, my God. let's see. So you saw The Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah. And I was fine with it. I wasn't. I guess it entertained me enough.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of sex and blow in it. I'll tell you that much.
Dragging himself around.
Well, that's the funniest. That's the funniest part of the movie. That's the best part of the movie.
Popping and locking.
Trying to get to his car.
Yeah.
After the lewds kick in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Ron is a great movie. That's Akira Kurosawa. It's his version of King Lear. It's called Ron. It's amazing.
Oh.
It's amazing. And then Django Unchained, one of the 9,000 long Tarantino movies.
See, I don't mind. For some reason, Tarantino movies, for the most part, I don't mind them.
That one felt long to me.
Really? I'm usually like, ooh, I'm entertained.
Inglourious Basterds did not feel long to me.
Yeah.
Kill Bill 2 didn't feel long to me, but Django did. And Hateful Eight didn't feel long to me. Oh! I'm running long. Oh, hold on a minute. Hold it a minute.
Boy. Woo.
Tune in tomorrow for more wit like that. Esmeralda, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right, news is next. What just happened?
I think as we went long, the commercial left.
What happened? I hit a button.
Uh-oh. No, I know. I think the end point for that commercial was 4:59. So when we...
Oh, I see. All right, take it out of my pay. All right. Hey, see you tomorrow, Esmeralda. Two for Tuesday.
See you tomorrow.
Oh, brother. I bet you can't wait till 2 a.m. tomorrow. Right, folks? More professional radio then. Okay, this is Chicago's very own 720 WG in Chicago and WGNradio.com.